books that are being submitted to them, and they are not going out looking for them. So if someone does approach you asking for a review copy, you just need to do some research, think about who they are. You can ask them where their other reviews have appeared and, you know, check it out and see that they really are a reviewer. Now, one caveat to that, if you are a nonfiction author and an expert in your subject area approaches you and says, I'd like to review your book, I mean, in most cases, you absolutely want to send that to them, because having someone who's an expert in your field review the book is a very good thing. And, you know, hopefully they're going to share the review with others and, you know, be willing to post a comment on Amazon. It'll give you a comment you can put in your marketing materials, on your own website, and so forth.
Great, great advice there about that whole question. Dennis, several other authors ask about how to handle negative reviews, and we've kind of touched on this a little bit, but do you have some more advice about how to handle the negative reviews that you'll get?
Sure, I can give a few tips on that. I think the first thing is try not to take it personal. It's very upsetting, especially the first time you get that negative review. You know, you just feel terrible. And I remember when I got my first one-star review on Amazon, I was very upset. But just remember, it's not personal. People have different opinions, certainly, and especially with fiction. You know, fiction is largely a matter of personal taste, and people will have different taste and different opinions about books. And there are also people out there who have their own agenda. And just like you were talking earlier, where the, you know, that author got hate reviews on Amazon, sometimes people will post bad reviews about their competitors' books, which is highly unethical, but it does happen. And there are some people who are just, you know, they're just ugly, and they just write ugly reviews of books. So I think one thing you can do is think of a review as a critique of the book, and look for any areas, you know, that you might be able to improve. Maybe the reviewer has made a good point in some area, something that you can improve about your book or your writing in general. Because as writers, we should always be looking on how to improve our writing. Another thing is, hopefully a bad review will motivate you to go out and find some more good reviews to counterbalance them. And that's especially true on Amazon. A lot of the top-selling books on Amazon have a whole lot of negative reviews, but they also have a whole lot of positive reviews. So, you know, the other day I was looking at one of John Locke's books, and I think he had over 100 one-star reviews. Well, this man has sold 1 million Kindle books in the last year. So clearly his one-star reviews are not keeping people from buying his book. And one more point. On Amazon and Barnes & Noble, and I keep saying Amazon, but certainly there are reviews on Barnes & Noble. We shouldn't ignore them completely. On Amazon's and Barnes & Noble, they do have review policies in place, and if you truly feel that a review has violated the policies of those websites, you can request to have it taken down. But before you do that, be sure and just read the policies and see if that is a problem, and you can have it taken down. And you mentioned this earlier, Terry. There's an old saying that there's no such thing as bad publicity. So, you know, in some respects, any review is better than no review.
Yes. No, I think there's a lot to that. They say that sometimes negative reviews sell more books than positive reviews. I've heard that over and over in this business, that any press is good press is what they say. Mm-hmm. So it's I think there's a lot of validity to that. We as authors, you know, get our heart out there in our books, though, and when we get those negative reviews, it really doesn't make us feel too good, but we probably need to take a deep breath and, you know, walk around the block or something, probably. So,
good advice.
Yeah. But Judith asked too, do you recommend the large online reviewers like Library Thing? I'm not even familiar what Library Thing is. Tell us what that is.
Okay. Well, actually, that is a great question. There are social networks out there that are specifically designed for readers and authors to talk about books. And so it's kind of like Facebook, except it's all geared towards books. And people post lists of the books that they have reviewed, or the books that they have read, I'm sorry, and then they can also post reviews or recommendations, give them star ratings like on Amazon. And this is a great place for authors to promote, you know, try to get people to review there, and also for authors to hang out and interact and post their own reviews. The two largest of these groups are Goodreads, which I believe is the largest, and Library Thing is the second largest. But there are quite a few other smaller ones. And I wrote a chapter in my book about this. I actually call them virtual reader communities, which is totally a name that I just made up to call them something.
That's great.
But I've got a little chapter with links to all of them. And the best part is Goodreads and Library Thing actually let authors post review copies. So in other words, if you're an author registered as an author on Goodreads, you can go in and say, okay, I'm going to give away 5 review copies of my book. And you have a week to make a request. And it goes up on their review copy page on their site. And whoever's interested in that book clicks on some little box. I forget what it's called. And so at the end of the week, Goodreads automatically draws 5 people from all the names that were entered. And, you know, some of these books get hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of requests. So Goodreads just emails the author and says, okay, here's the 5 people that won, and then the author sends the review copies out to those people. Now, hopefully, when those people read the book, they're going to post a nice review back on the Goodreads site.
Now, does the author also get the emails of all the people that didn't get the book?
No, just the winners.
The winner.
But just having it up there on that page for a week, or I think you can specify the time frame, it's great publicity for your book, because all the people who didn't win still saw your book and read about your book and saw your author name and so forth.
And hopefully
and
they go
free.
Over and buy the book.
Right,
that's
right,
the,
and it's
that's
totally free.
Okay. Well, great. Well, we've run through tons of questions here, far more questions we received than we're going to be able to do during this 70-minute teleseminar that we have here. But again, the best, absolutely best resource that you can get from Dana here is to go over and click that button right in the middle of the screen that says how to get your copy of How to Get Your Book Reviewed, and that'll open it up to the sales page and take you over, and for $17 here, you'll be able to get a copy of her book, How to Get Your Book Reviewed. Also, you'll get these special bonuses that come with the book, an action plan for boosting book sales with reviews, a sell sheet and samples, a template. You'll also get this 32-page ebook that I put together about why book reviews matter. Follow the links in there. Look at all the different resources that are in each of these resources that are here. What a bargain for $17 to be able to go through this and boost this whole area. So, Dana, as we conclude here, is there just maybe one tip that you can give people when it comes to book reviews, what authors can do in this area?
Well, I think the most important thing is to be proactive. You know, make up a plan, decide who you want to go after for book reviews. And there are so many categories and different ways and places to get book reviews. But just put together a plan and be proactive and keep after it.
Wow, that's great. And remember, Dana's going to be addressing some of these questions that we could not answer today in her blog and her newsletter, so be sure to subscribe to that blog at www.thesavvybookmarketer.com and her newsletter at www.bookmarketingnewsletter.com, and get this book, How to Get Your Book Reviewed, because that's going to help you to be able to get out there in the best possible way. So this is Terry Whalen. I'm signing off tonight. I'm thanking each of you for coming here tonight and spending your time with us, and just hope that the information here is going to help you to get your book out there in a unique kind of way. And I wish you all the best with your book sales.